what was the most important health story of 2014, there would be little debate. As of January 3, 2015, Ebola has killed more than 8,000 people and infected more than 20,000. These numbers come from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the U.S. and the World Health Organization. But this is not the first time the world has heard of Ebola. The virus spent many years in African forests, far from human populations. Every 10 years or so, it would appear in small villages and kill a few hundred people. But the Ebola outbreak that began in 2014 is very different than all that came before. This time, Ebola is sickening thousands of people in West Africa. It crossed into cities and over national borders. The world reacted with shock and fear, and Ebola continues to kill. The Ebola outbreak began in rural Guinea a year ago. Months passed before health officials identified the virus. The disease spread to the capital and crossed into Sierra Leone and Liberia. By June, cases began to rise quickly in those two countries. Misunderstanding, miscommunication, and fear also grew. Governments answered the panic with lockdowns and quarantines. They put infected people in restricted communities. But governments also increased education efforts. Today, health workers continue to go door to door looking for possible cases. To stop Ebola, doctors must separate infected people from non-infected people. Ebola has shown the weaknesses in healthcare systems in the most affected countries. By September, hospitals had closed in Monrovia. There were not enough beds or workers at Ebola treatment centers. People with other sicknesses who look for treatment are often exposed to Ebola patients. VOA Learning English spoke to a doctor who got Ebola while working with HIV/AIDS patients in Liberia. Dr. Rick Sakra says a broken healthcare system is the biggest issue in Ebola-affected areas.
So we have a terrible situation right now in both, in both Liberia and Sierra Leone, where like pregnant women who can't deliver and need a C-section, many of them have nowhere to go because the health facilities around them are closed.
French researchers are developing an Ebola test to provide results in 15 minutes. The current Ebola test takes 24 hours. Japan and the United States are also working on developing faster tests. Lausanne's University Hospital in Switzerland began testing a possible Ebola vaccine in November in healthy volunteers. If the vaccine proves effective, researchers will organize tests with larger groups. And that's the health report. I'm Anna Mateo.